What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three, and we're going to go right back to the phone lines here. Mike in California. I'm sorry, Paul in Montana. Aloha, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mr. Rivero. You mentioned resurrecting NASA.
Yes.
NASA is probably as criminal as the Clinton-Bush narcocracy. Those people are, there's absolutely no intelligence there. There's a lot of cunning and a lot of theft and a lot of fraud, et cetera, et cetera. The best thing that could happen to NASA is you wipe it off the face of Florida.
Well, NASA exists in a lot of places besides Florida, and I don't know if you know this or not. I'm former NASA myself from back when we could actually get spaceships to fly. So, no, I'll agree the current NASA... I will agree the current NASA management is corrupted politically. They're literally relying on propping up global warming for much of their funding. And... everything else, the budget is being cut, which is why, unfortunately, they've had some very spectacular failures lately, but they've had some successes as well. And when we talk about reviving NASA, I think we need to reverse the new NASA decision. And I was actually there when this was all starting to come down, where we'd beaten the Russians to the moon, and everybody was bemoaning the high cost of space travel. And they said, well, we're going to change NASA. We're going to take the scientists and engineers out of the management positions, and we're going to bring in some MBAs and bean counters and button pushers to manage NASA on a more business-like footing, which led to an endless series of disasters. And I think we need to put the scientists and engineers back in charge because they know how to make the stuff work. Again, retask NASA to a technology incubator by giving them a goal and an objective, a return to the moon, just the ability to get up to our own space station economically, and whatever it's going to take that would, in a matter of course, require NASA to develop some new technologies that would have commercial applications. And again, looking back at the race to the moon, giving birth to the tech boom of the 70s, 80s, and 90s, we know the system works. We know it works. When there's a civilian technology incubator, the civilian industry and commerce is going to benefit from it.
NASA is like our current narcocracy, a multi-generation crime family. Get rid of
okay, well, all right, death. Paul, that's your opinion, and we're going to thank you for your opinion and let you go because we got a bunch of other callers here. Mike in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Whoops. Very good. Aloha to you. Wonderful program.
Thank you.
I love this program. You're so knowledgeable. Sometime I would like to actually hear your background and where you come from, where you get all this knowledge. But
I'm descended from a long line my mother listened to.
Yeah. For right now, I just want to say I was on the internet kind of surfing, and I came across this, it's a Royal Albert Hall, London. It's on the YouTube, and there's hundreds of musicians, hundreds of singers, okay? And the first one I went to was... The song they sung was entitled "To God Be the Glory." I just had to get on my knees and lift up my hands and just praise God and thank God for raising up Donald Trump, who's our middle finger to this elite globalism. That's what he is. He's our Churchill. He's our ramrod. That's what he is. He's just a voice. He's our voice. I thank God for raising him up.
You raise an interesting little historical parallel, because most people don't know this. Winston Churchill, prior to becoming Lord Admiral of the Navy, whatever it was, he didn't spend his entire life in politics. His early career, he wrote children's books for a living, And then he was a journalist with the newspaper, and that's what made him famous. And then all of a sudden he got into the Admiralty, and from there he became prime minister. And sometimes our greatest leaders are people who come from other walks of life. We know that Ron Paul was a tremendous congressman because that wasn't his first job. He was a doctor. That was certainly true of Churchill, and it's going to be true of Donald Trump. They've criticized him so much about being this successful businessman who gets into politics late in life, but that same description matches George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, Ben Franklin. They were all successful businessmen, and they got into politics very, very late in life in order to create this new nation.
Exactly. The other day, very well spoken, the other day I was thinking about, it just crossed my mind, perhaps God put it in my mind, I was thinking about a classic movie entitled 12 Angry Men.
Yes. It started as a stage play. You can still find it being done by high schools all across the country, and it's a wonderful, wonderful piece of writing. Michael, we're going to let you go here. We need to take a pause here to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates, and we're going to take a phone call from Stephen in Pennsylvania. Stephen, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Stephen, are you there?
Fleeing the swamp that is about to be drained.
Yes, and let's just make sure that there's no alligators nipping at our backsides in the process.
I have an idea.
We take all those alligators we find in the swamp in Washington, D.C., we put them in the Rio Grande. We won't need to spend money to build a wall.
That's a great idea. Anyway, I had an alternate name for the alternate or independent media for you, and possibly a position in the government for you, and a way to maybe eliminate and get rid of the cartel in America known as the CIA.
Okay, and what would that be?
How about the Open Source Intelligence Service?
Well, I think the NSA already tried to do that by monitoring all of our social media traffic, realizing way too late that everybody lies on social media, especially if they're trying to pick up a hot date.
Well, thank you very much for all your information over the years, Mike. I've been listening to you since JTV days, and you really helped awaken me and the rest of this country. Thank you very much for your service.
Well, thank you very much as well. And let's see. I think Ann in Colorado is next. This thing's jumping around here. Ann, are you there? No, I guess Ann is not there. So let's go to Stephen in... Okay, Ann, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, good. What's on your mind today?
I came in late on the program, wrote for your show. I wanted to know, how do the American people get around these blanket pardons for criminal politicians and get them prosecuted?
Well, it's unfortunate, but back in 1981, the Supreme Court actually revoked the right of ordinary citizens to file criminal charges against anybody. I'm sure when you were a kid, you probably grew up seeing on TV show, this is a citizen's arrest, and I'm going to file criminal charges against you. And the Supreme Court took that away from us so that now only the government decides who will or will not be charged with a criminal complaint. Now, there's another way around that, and that is, of course, to find a way to sue these corrupt politicians civilly, but you have to be able to prove that they have inflicted real financial damage on you with their various shenanigans.
Well, just the whole concept of granting pardons sounds like they have committed something wrong, unlawful.
Well, now, wait a minute. I think the idea of a chief executive, either of a state or the country, having the power to issue a pardon is something that needs to be there because we know that our justice system is not just. It does make mistakes. And every once in a while, the chief executive should have the right to come on in and say, look, this person really doesn't deserve to die or whatever, and commute the sentence or release them. There's a legitimate reason to have a pardon. But like anything else in the government, it can be misused for political gain.
But like I said, Mike, it sounds sounds, granting a pardon implies that they have done something wrong, and you're just excusing them from prosecution.
Well, granting a pardon can also mean that somebody was wrongfully convicted, and the chief executive is saying, we're going to correct that evil. Because we know wrongful convictions and even wrongful executions do take place in the United States of America.
Yeah.
Historians look back now at Bruno Richard Hauptmann, who was executed for the Lindbergh kidnapping, and they're realizing he was framed and set up and executed for political necessity of showing that, yes, we had found the kidnapper and dealt with him, and he was set up and framed. And it does happen. We know that Leonard Peltier was framed for the killing of two FBI agents up on the Native American reservation.
Getting back to the constitutional breaking of laws within the Constitution, nobody got framed. They're guilty of it, and yet, whether it's the Attorney General or the Department of Justice, they're getting away with it.
Well, hopefully under President Trump, they will not get away with it any longer. And the power of the pardon, unfortunately, like any other authority granted to the office of the presidency, is going to be used for good or evil, depending upon the character of the person who's sitting in that chair.
What's the best way to get him prosecuted, then?
The best way to get him prosecuted, in my opinion, is to get Trey Gowdy as the Attorney General and just turn him loose, because he's angry. And that's a good motivator. It certainly motivated me for two decades.
A lot of people are angry. It's been going on too long.
Well, I understand that. I'm angry, too. I've been angry for two decades. Okay?
But it is possible to get him prosecuted.
Well, we're working on ways to do that.
Too long.
Okay, Ann, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go and switch over to Anthony in California. Aloha, Anthony. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate listening to your broadcast, and I'm grateful that I've learned a lot about the economics, how everything is run. And I just wanted to say to you, in regards to NASA, what did you do to NASA? What were you doing in NASA?
Oh, I did a couple of different things. I was a resident astronomer assistant up at Table Mountain Observatory. I did image processing on Viking, the lander images, and Voyager. And I did some proton luminescence studies on the moon rocks returned by Apollo 12, as well as some of the pieces of the camera removed from Surveyor 3, and the rest I can't talk about.
Okay, yeah, that's understandable. I was just wondering, I hope you're part of the Trump administration, an advisor to NASA or something, so that you can do something related to NASA.
Well, worse things could happen to me, and Donald Trump knows where to find me, I'm sure.
Okay. Mike,
even though he doesn't call into my show, I'm absolutely crushed. Okay.
Well, I do hope that his people are listening and that they say something about you, because you are an intelligible, knowledgeable guy, and if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't understand the social and economic politics of today. So I listen to your broadcast whenever I can, and I'm really happy that Trump is our president. I voted for him.
I am too. I am so happy. It's like the closing of a very dark chapter in my own life. I would not be, I certainly wouldn't want to be spokesman like that other caller suggested, but I would not be averse to participating in the Trump administration in some capacity. Claire would certainly love to be living somewhere around that Virginia area so she had more singers and more choirs to fling her music at. Because it's been a little difficult out here in Hawaii finding singers who can handle the sophisticated music that she writes.
Oh, well, If you get that shot, that opportunity, change is always good, Mike.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
I mean, if you want to close a chapter in your life and you want to move on, you get an excellent opportunity to be an advisor to NASA. Hey, take it.
I certainly will. I certainly will. I mean, I've been doing, you know, this website stuff for 22 years. I've been doing the talk radio for 9 years. I'm not averse to moving upward in either of those two areas, but I'm open to opportunities and change, and I'd certainly like the ability to give Claire the lifestyle to which I'd like her to become accustomed, because she's put up with a lot of crud over the last 22 years, and stayed with me just loyally and been my best support and my best friend through all of this, and we don't talk about everything that we went through, because most people wouldn't believe it. Frankly, 22 years ago, if somebody had said, this is what you're going to have to go through over the next going on quarter of a century, we would have said, what kind of drugs are you on and why aren't you sharing them? And it's one of those things where you have to live through it before you really understand this kind of stuff does go on in the United States of America.
Well, you know, life does take you for a spin, Mike. And aside from all this,
In our case, it's the tilt-a-whirl, and I'm ready to puke.
Well, I hope you're still around. Broadcasting. If you do take this job, you know, so
always emotion is the future. Little short guy with weird ears told me that.
Well, I wish you would visit me too.
All righty. Well, listen, Anthony, thank you.
Mike.
All right. Thank you for the kind words. We're going to let you go and switch over to Chad in Canada. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha. Aloha, Mike. I have a quick comment and a quick question. My comment is simply being a Canadian, I'm just saying congratulations, America. I am so impressed that you've given yourself a chance to pull out of the trajectory that you've been on. And my question is, can you, Mike, picture a day where somebody like you or yourself or maybe David Knight is sitting in the White House press conference asking the first question?
I could see that happening. Again, if an opportunity were to open up for me to move upward into the new independent media, they're going to have to start letting us into that White House press office along with the corporate media. I wouldn't hesitate to sit there in that chair and ask an embarrassing question or two.
Yeah, that would be great. That would be great. Thank you so much, Mike.
All right, thank you very much for the phone call and the questions here. We got a couple more callers waiting on the line, but I'm going to leave them until after the next commercial. Meanwhile, we need to be looking at the war zones. Apparently, Russia has not yet started its planned attack on Aleppo. I guess they were too busy celebrating over Trump's victory last night. But it looks like it's probably going to happen somewhere within the next 24 to 48 hours. They're going to go on in and just scrape all the U.S.-backed terrorists out of Aleppo. And that will be the end of that chapter. I mean, with Trump winning the election, the rug has been pulled out of from under the war agenda, except, of course, for the possibility that they're going to try and start it before he can take office. But Trump and Putin already have an understanding. They're not going to let anybody start a war for them. The open issue right now is China, but I presume China's leadership will be just as amenable as Putin to avoiding a war that could wind up going nuclear as well. All right, we're going to take a break for some commercials here. We got a bunch of callers waiting on the line, and we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're I'm seeing this report just came through. Apparently, they've had another problem with that F-35. It was in a training flight over South Carolina last month and just caught fire in midair. And even more alarming, the fire spread to the weapons bay, which fortunately was empty, but it's still $2 million to the aircraft. Two more, and that pilot's an enemy ace. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here. Anthony in Colorado, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you for having me. I just have a suggestion. I would like to see Mr. Donald Trump nominate Ron Paul to the Supreme Court.
Ooh, I would love to see that too. I would love to see Donald Trump bring Ron Paul in some. In fact, I'd like to see Ron Paul made Secretary of the Treasury and start holding the Federal Reserve's feet to the fire.
I think the Supreme Court would be better for him. He's really always been for the Constitution, and he would be a major asset in that position.
That's a good idea. That's a very, very good idea. I absolutely agree.
I hope everyone just tries to flood his Twitter, Facebook, or anyone in his circle just to try to put that out there to get someone really, really important in that position that's going to help us as American people. So
if Ruth Bader Ginsburg keeps her promise to quit the Supreme Court now that Trump has won the presidency, that's going to be two seats Trump is going to be able to fill.
Yeah, exactly. But I would think that would be my suggestion, and you know, hopefully, we're going to be going on the road to repairing our image across the world and doing better for our country as a whole.
Yeah, we got a long, long way to go, and there's a lot of work ahead of us. Our job is just now beginning. And we've got a lot of work ahead of us now. All right, Anthony, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go and switch over to Andy in Texas. Aloha, Andy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I'll tell you, Mike, that F-35 is like a flying garbage can that your neighbor threw over the fence into your yard. I mean, what a joke that is, but that's not what I called for. I want to eat some crow on your show right now. I was a very pessimistic person. I thought the New World Order was much more powerful, and that they would just definitely, there was no way that Donald Trump could win this. And so I'm eating crow right now. I'm doing it publicly and whatnot. But I'll tell you what, this shows a vulnerability to the New World Order. Now we know that when we speak, you better listen. You see what I'm saying, boss?
We know they are vulnerable. We know they can be beaten, and that's an important thing for the people of the world to know, is that this New World Order group, they're not invulnerable. They can be beaten. They can be defeated. It just takes a mass public outcry and will to do it.
But you see, what really happened here, and this election did a lot of things for us, what really happened here is that now, besides waking everybody up, we now know that we, the people, have the power.
Yes.
And it's such a heartwarming thing for me, and I'll eat crow all day long, because I was pessimistic as H.E. double toothpicks that he wasn't going to get there, that they would never let him in there because it was too much at stake. But you know what? There is too much at stake for the rest of us, okay? They had their little hands in the pie, and now our hands are in the pie. And grab a cherry while you're there. You know what I'm saying? This is an awesome moment in history.
It is. It's a history-making election here, and it's opened up an opportunity to undo so much of the damage that's been done. And again, my top priority for the next 2 years, assuming I don't go to work for the Trump White House or NASA, is we have got to rip apart this totally bogus, fraudulent election system and put in a totally transparent, verifiable, trustworthy election system that the American people can believe in, because they can look inside and see it working all the way along the process. And only that is going to resurrect trust in the American democracy.
One more thing, Mike.
Real quick, we're coming up on a commercial break.
Okay, really quick. I would really like to see Donald Trump, let's really embrace this Constitution, and let's get all these people that are in jail with no victim, or in prison with no victim. Let's get them out.
Yeah, let's all give them jobs hunting down the illegal immigrants and pitching them across that border. We got to take a break.
Whatever it takes, boss.
Thank you for the phone call, Andy. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-7900. 800-951-0911.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
When all this twist is steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we go back to the phones here, I'd like to remind everybody that following my show, John Stettmiller is going to have his own program. And, of course, he's going to be talking about the election and the results and the ramifications and the implications here. We are a long ways away from really seeing how much change Trump's victory last night is going to bring about. We're starting to see it. We don't know how far it's going to go, what it's going to do. So stay tuned for John Stadmiller's show. We're going to go back to the phones here. Jason in Boston, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Jason, are you there?
Mike,
yes.
I am here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
All right. Excellent. So we did it, right? We did it.
Yes.
Now that being said, I have let's do this properly, a question and then a comment. My question to you is, I don't know what your deep views are. I'm one of those real tinfoil hat types, although at this point that's, I think, been rather quelched to a degree given the fact that Trump has gone in. So my question is, do you think that they've allowed him to come in and he's real? And my statement is, I do believe that he is and is going to face massive resistance. I don't mean to be too nebulous, but I tend to rant, and I just want to leave the rest up to you, and I'll take the answer off the air.
Okay, well, you're absolutely right. Donald Trump coming on in is going to face a massive resistance because he's dealing with an entrenched political oligarchy that doesn't want anything to change. They love the crooked election system because it keeps them in power. They love the way the laws are currently written. It just sucks money out of the people's pocket and puts it in their pocket. They don't want anything to change. They're guarding that status quo jealously. And Donald Trump by himself is not going to be able to prevail against him. That's why I'm saying we're going to have to stand shoulder to shoulder with President Trump and glare at those representatives and senators through the glass of their office windows and remind them every day of their lives. You work for us. You represent us. You are not here to represent Wall Street. You are not here to represent Israel. You are not here to represent Big Pharma. You're not here to represent Big Oil. You either do the job for the American people, or we will do to you next election what we did to Hillary Clinton this time out. And that will really have bearing. If we can succeed in bringing about election system reform, they're going to know it's a credible threat. They're not going to be protected by those Diebold machines anymore. As far as anybody letting Donald Trump in, absolutely not. He overcame this incredible array of establishment bodies that wanted him out. They wanted Hillary in there. They couldn't stop it. Now, that being said, now that he's going to be the president, anything that bad that happens, they're going to blame on him. Economy crashes, they're going to blame him, just like they did Herbert Hoover. Herbert Hoover did not create the Depression in the 1930s. It was created for him, and he carried the stain into the history books. And they're going to do exactly the same thing with Donald Trump. They may even try and start a real world war and stick him with it before he is able to take the oath of office. So that's something we all have to be aware of right now. All right, we're going to go to Michael in California. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, I voted for Trump, and I live in California, so he didn't carry it. But I still have some other concerns about him, and let me explain you why. He will sort of set me at ease if I see the people he nominates to the cabinet posts and the advisors he selects. That will set the tone for what he intends to do. If he gets guys in like Rahm Emanuel, Axelrod, you know, Larry Summers, you know, Robert Rubin, all these guys that Clinton and Obama used, then the country is not going to win.
Well, they're going to try and manipulate him from below here. But I think Donald Trump, if he realizes he's getting bad advice, he won't hesitate to fire his cabinet members. He's not steeped in the rituals of government that once you are stuck with a member of the cabinet or an advisor that you stay with them for the sake of appearances. I mean, look at his reality show. His public image is one of being able to fire incompetence and underachievement at a moment's notice, and I think anybody who's joining his administration had better remember that. There's going to be no job security in the Trump administration.
Well, you know, I understand that. But still, you know, I have concerns about his position on the Iran deal. You know, he doesn't like it, and he said he would do something about it. There's some other issues that he came up with like
okay. Well, Michael, let me assuage your concerns there, because he was campaigning, he was playing to what he thought were the mass beliefs of the American people. And again, my concern about Donald Trump is that too much of his worldview is created by what he sees on TV and reads in newspapers. And in many ways, he's almost as naive as Jimmy Carter going into office. That being said, he's a fast learner, and I'm pretty sure he's going to pick up on the reality that Iran was never really a threat to begin with. And he's going to back off on that. Basically, time is going to solve that mystery. We're going to have to wait and see what he does in that first month in office, and that will set the tone for his first term in office.
Well, that's true, but still, you know, like I said, I think we need to keep a very close eye on the situation, and we need to be vocal about it. Because, like I said, he doesn't have much foreign, experience or military, and like Bush, you know, worked with Stolten.
He's a businessman.
Yeah, well, he's I understand that.
Okay, and what he wants to do is his foreign policy is going to be based on what's best for business. In fact, Fox News was just doing a segment where they said the reason Trump was able to win with so much less money than Hillary Clinton was that he ran his campaign as a business, and he ran it very well. Now, that's in contrast to people like Hillary Clinton or any career politician whose idea is grab as much money as you can and throw it at the problem and don't worry about the cost overruns. And if Donald Trump runs this nation the way he ran his campaign, we're gonna see the economy just really light up. The stock market's already out there saying, yeah, Trump is going to be good for the economy because he's going to run it like it's a business.
Okay, we'll see. Like I said, I'll keep an eye on it, and I think
all
we
right.
should.
All right. Thanks a lot, Michael. We're going to let you go and switch to Dave in Long Island. Aloha, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. How you doing? I know you're doing good. I'd just like to say, this morning, I don't understand why Hillary Clinton didn't come out and say immediately and start cooling down the situations that were happening in California. You had to wait for Obama to come out and sort of lamely try to calm things down. But she should have been the first one out this morning to calm things down, but she did not do that.
No, she should have been out there last night. The historical tradition is that when the election is over, the loser makes the concession speech right there that night, and that should have been her opportunity to come on out, thank her staffers, and say, okay, we lost, let's just live with it and not have the violence. She just basically went to bed and let Podesta come on out and make a few platitudes, scheduled her concession speech for 10:30 this morning, was still an hour and 8 minutes late, and came on out and almost was another campaign speech. And you're right, she should have said, let's calm down all of this violence that's going on out in California.
Commensurate with her character, I would say. You know what I'm saying?
I would agree with you on that one.
Your response to the last call was probably something I was going to bring up. I mean, I'm not worried about when Trump gets in. He's going to fire whoever, anybody who doesn't do their job. You know, you can count on that. I mean, he made his, you know, part of his legacy is based upon that. And, I mean, do you think that he's going to do a lot of firings of all the Obama appointees and the Clinton appointees? Do you think he's going to clean house? I hope he does.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll tell you this right now. James Comey, if Obama doesn't fire him, and we're starting to hear rumors that that may happen, James Comey is going to be gone on day two of a Trump administration. Same thing with Loretta Lynch. She's going to be out of there. The president has the authority within the executive branch to just change over everybody that's out there. He could even follow Bill Clinton's precedent and fire every single U.S. attorney and put all new blood in there. And by the way, Trump, if you're listening here, I would strongly recommend Alan Favish for a position as a U.S. attorney. Because he gets the job done. He's very good. He's argued before the United States Supreme Court. And he's a man of honor and integrity. And I've known him for a lot of years. And I would recommend him enthusiastically to be a U.S. attorney.
I hope he doesn't forget about the alternative media who helped put him in there. I mean, I hope he doesn't turn his back.
Well, it almost doesn't matter. I can guarantee you that he's going to be very much on board with this idea of breaking up the giant corporate media monopolies to return diversity to the flow of information in our country. And, nobody here in the independent media seriously was doing what we were doing with the expectation that Donald Trump is going to come pin a medal on the front of our T-shirts. But it would be nice to be acknowledged. But we did this to accomplish what we did, which was to end the Clinton-Bush era and bring about a much-needed restart to our national discourse.
No more barring of the independent media from the presidential press conferences. That's what I say.
Well, I mean, the first thing we can look at, remember, both Hillary and Obama were talking about a curating process for the independent media. They were talking about censoring us. We're never going to see that under Donald Trump. Donald Trump knows who his supporters were in this election. And, we don't have to worry about being shut down or controlled or censored in any way for at least the next 4 years.
All right, Mike. Thanks a lot, man. God bless.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Jim in Vancouver. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. I got a couple of things here. Number one, I was following this counter coup with Dr. Pechenik all the way through, and I saw so many sites just maligning him, et cetera, and so forth. And I went out, I listened to those things many, many times, and they put out disinformation and so forth. Well, he's up on Alex Jones this morning, as I was hoping he would be, and he and Roger Stone and Alex were talking about that silent coup. I was texting yesterday that the objectives seem to have come to pass, meanwhile, which is Hillary Clinton first is not going to be the president, and he said other objectives too, which I want to see Obama impeached, and so or indicted rather, and so forth. So I thought that was well worth mentioning and following along. This guy is a real patriot, I believe.
But well, let me tell you what's going on here. The reason I have a problem with this idea where they're out there saying there's a counter coup going on, it's almost like they're trying to steal the thunder of the American people standing up and taking back control of this nation here, where they're selling this idea that even though Trump got in, it's still the dark forces in control and you, the American people, have nothing to say about that. And I dig my heels in on that one. This was not a counter coup. This was a popular revolution, peaceful, that put Trump into office and brought Hillary Clinton down. And if there's a counter coup, I haven't seen a whole heck of a lot of manifestations of it. And it almost seems like they're trying to sell this idea that what happened yesterday was still part of governmental policy. And they're stealing our thunder, and I really do resent that.
Yeah, well, that's I think that's conflating the idea. He's dealing with these revolting segments of these organizations and not the heads of them as institutions and so forth. And I saw a lot of things that helped me with that, you know, as I studied it and so forth. But I want to talk about something else.
Okay.
I think that'll all wash out as we go. But this thing I picked up on Twitter this morning, somebody put up Vox. V-O-X. I don't know who they are from anybody, but they ran an article saying that Trump did not and will not win the popular vote, but he's one of the only four presidents in the United States that won the Electoral College without the popular vote.
And well, thought, you know,
that's
the popular
a total
vote
offense to me.
Okay, hang on. The popular vote has been flipping back and forth. They're still counting ballots. Earlier today, Clinton was ahead, then Trump was ahead. Now Clinton's ahead again today. But it's kind of pointless to talk about Hillary Clinton's popular vote when you realize so many of those votes are fraudulent to begin with. It's a complete and total waste of time. A lot of those votes came from...
Hang on.
A lot of those Hillary Clinton popular votes came from illegal immigrants who aren't supposed to be voting, especially when they're voting multiple times. There's a lot of dead people who voted for Hillary Clinton, and there's a lot of votes that were flat out stolen from Donald Trump with those electronic voting machines. I don't think Hillary Clinton got anywhere near that number of votes in the popular vote, and that it makes entities like Huffington Post absolute joke to go on out there and scream, the will of the people has been thwarted by the electoral college. That's only if you assume every single vote was legal and counted properly, and we know that is not true.
So, and I believe that emphatically. He won, and he has the majority of the people. But these guys are trying to undercut and denigrate that, and I'm at this point.
But then don't pay attention to them. Ignore them. Ignore Huffington Post. Ignore CNN. Ignore NBC. Ignore CBS. Ignore them. They've marginalized themselves. They've trivialized themselves. Only 6% of Americans think the corporate media can be trusted anymore, and the number is probably even lower than that following the election. Ignore them. Don't pay attention anymore. Just let them go on off and spin their fantasies with each other.
One thing that ends that argument to me is this dirty sleaze bag, George Soros and his $20 billion, can buy these people, and the most that anybody has ever seen anybody, and I heard this from you, nobody's ever been put in jail for doing wrong by their vote, these electoral people, and they can be bought, and the worst somebody ever got was a $1,000 fine. This guy will buy people. That's why I'm saying they do this.
Well, George Soros and all these people on Wall Street and all these foreign governments just got a wake-up call because they poured vast sums of money into Hillary Clinton's campaign, and they lost it all. And that's going to make him a little bit more cautious about that. I agree with George Soros. I don't want him playing God with our country and our people. That's not his job. He's certainly not elected to it. And I'm sick and tired of people with way too much money thinking that money gives them the right to treat this planet and its people like some kind of plaything. It has got to stop.
Right.
Soros, in my mind, is the biggest argument in favor of socialism because it shows how people with too much money can cause a great deal of mischief.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah. Last
thing. All right. We've got to take a break for commercials. Thank you very much for the phone call, and we'll be right back after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
All loans subject to lender approval must be in business 1 year and have $100,000 in annual revenue. If your goal is to take your small business to the next level, there's something you're going to need above all else. Money. Fortunately, we're talking with someone who's no stranger to helping small businesses. Barbara Corcoran from TV Shark Tank.
Listen, all companies need capital, and when it comes to capital, no one knows small business like OnDeck. OnDeck has delivered over $5 billion in loans, and having earned an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, it's no wonder why 9 out of 10 customers would recommend OnDeck to a friend. There's no obligation, and you could receive a loan decision in minutes and funding in as fast as one business day. Over 50,000 small businesses have already received the loans they needed, and so could you.
Speak with our U.S.-based loan specialists and find out how much you qualify for now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-293-5565. That's 800-293-5565. 800-293-5565.
We will not. Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the last segment of our program today. We're going to try and get through as many calls as we can here. We're probably not going to hit them all. Mark in Philadelphia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Mark, are you there?
Hello? Hello?
Yes, Mark, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Michael, for reporting, the great reporting you do. I'd like to thank my fellow countrymen for standing up and digging in and voting for Trump. I have a different take on this whole deal. You know, we were seeing that people were saying, oh, it's going to be, it could be Florida or it could be Pennsylvania. Well, this is one thing I noticed because I stayed up real late to watch all this. To the states that are have a concentrated populations, big populations, big cities, and still have industry, it was cut close. The race was real close, and those were a few, yes, and there were a lot of electoral votes. I understand that, but here's what: if you look at the detail, what you might consider the rural states or the less populated states or the states that had industry, but the industry is going away. He came across with a landslide. So what that tells me is that people in the more rural areas who are the independent business owners, the mom and pops, they are the ones that really get it. And really, that's what swung it in his direction. That's my take on it. And I say we should stand up and take it back from the corporations and go out, seek out those businesses, small mom and pops, get to know the owners of these businesses. Now, it might be inconvenient. It might not be as easy as going to Walmart, but go find those small independent businesses and get to know them and do business with them and shake their hands and thank them for being in business so we can be a part of the grassroots of taking back and doing our part of holding our feet to the fire while we support Trump in doing his part.
Okay, now real quick, one of the reasons of the disparity you're seeing in the voting numbers is vote riggers concentrate on the highly dense urban centers because it's more cost effective. They can reach more people for less cost.
Right.
And that's a factor you need to include in. But I absolutely agree. We need to do business with American businesses, we need to stop doing business with all these corporations that are sending the jobs to other countries. And it will cost us a little bit more, but in the long run, we do need to create a climate where corporations are going to say we need to bring the jobs back to the country. If for no other reason than without jobs, they're not going to have the money to buy the stuff in the shopping malls. And we were down at our local mall here. The Farrells down there just went out of business. The stuff at one of the big box department stores, I'm not going to say which one, it's all poorly made junk. We know they're in economic trouble. They're not going to survive the Christmas. They're absolutely not going to do that. All right, Mark,
right.
Got to let you go. We're going to fit in one more phone call real quick. Ed in Michigan, what's on your mind?
Yeah,
Eddie.
Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike. There's no question in my mind that the work that you're doing made a huge difference. And also, I'm with Alex Jones on this. He's talking about how, even though she conceded and that she's ready to, you know, get on with things, that they're still going to try just about everything in the book for the next 75 days
The next step is assassination. Even Paul Craig Roberts is saying that. Okay, there's the music. We got to shut down the phones. I'm sorry I didn't get to everybody. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Don't forget to stay tuned to John Stadmiller's show. He's got more to add into the picture of what happened here in the United States yesterday. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.